Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 30th, 1973, in London, England.
Now we should generally know that we may take pleasure chanting Hare Krishna loudly.
Yes.
Others may not.
Right.
That is general. So when we go other's place, we may not chant loudly, simply chant in such a way you can hear, that's all.
Yes.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to
chant. Don't stop chanting.
No.
But then, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, I know, I know. Yeah, I'm hearing, that's all.
Yes.
Not that you have to advertise yourself, you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
And because, you see, this is the thing, other people say, oh, you know, because you know what they call me, you know, I mean, what they say, don't you? Hare Krishna on this side, and Harriet was on the other side.
Oh, Hare Krishna on this side.
Can you get me? It's said, Hare Krishna on this side, and Harry Edwards on the other side, that's me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Edwards.
You never crossed the road, you see.
I never crossed the road.
It was Hare Krishna on this side, Hare Edwards on that side.
I don't think Billy can, eh?
His name is Hare Edwards.
Oh, I see.
My name is Hare Edwards.
So the people who are...
They're good men.
Yes.
Chanting your name.
Oh, there they are, yes. They are, yeah. This is it, they are chanting my name, yeah. Yeah. Because when I rang up
so
the station...
When somebody is disturbed, you can say, I'm calling Mr. Hari.
That's it. You see, when I ring up the station in the morning, you see, I say, ah, Hare Krishna. I say, Hare Krishna to you. So, I mean, in some way or other, you are doing what you're asking to do, aren't you? Psychologically. Yeah, it's very wonderful.
You're always being forced to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah. But, no, I think these are, you know, and... I know,
the people chant Hare Krishna by seeing us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It may seem to be Harry Edwards, you see.
Yeah.
Or Harry. So therefore, really and truly, if you look at it psychologically, you've achieved your object without them knowing.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
That's why we dress this way. Every time we go on the street, everybody on the street says, there's one of the Hare Krishna people.
Yeah.
He says Hare Krishna one time.
That's it. Yeah. But you think, yes, I suppose, well, it's like everything else, they will get used to it. I don't know. They said it right if there's a problem. As far as we are concerned, as far as the police are concerned, we can find nothing wrong. You have done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. I mean, I don't know what you got to supposed to do. I don't know what you were supposed to do wrong anyway. But, I mean, that's what, as far as we are concerned.
Yes.
We do have this liaison. You know, I must keep in liaison with you. So if I come over here, gentlemen, you must realize that I am not here for the purpose of, say, spying, if you may think this. I don't suppose you do. But there's a difference anyway. But I don't know if I've got to stay on the state of mind.
We feel very good when we see you here. We feel very pleased to see you on the grounds.
But don't forget, gentlemen, as I say, you must realize that I still have a job to do, and if there was something in which I think you should be called upon, I will do so.
Okay.